There is still snow on some of the Adirondack Mountains. New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Region 5 spokesman David Winchell says the high peaks received a significant snowpack over the winter that is now melting and saturating the thin soils on steep slopes, especially those above 3,000 feet.
So our concern is with the damage caused by people hiking on those trails, or even more concerns going off trail and causing heavy erosion and also destroying the sensitive plants that grow at that altitude.
Winchell says hikers sliding in or walking around a muddy trail cause severe erosion.
It'll continue to erode down till we get to the bedrock. And what happens oftentimes is muddy areas, people have a tendency to walk around the mud, so they're killing more vegetation, and then that makes that more susceptible to erosion. So you're widening the trail, destroying habitat for those sensitive and rare plants that grow up at those high elevations.
Adirondack Council spokesman John Sheehan notes that the soil at high elevations is very thin and hard to replace, so it's crucial not to cause erosion.
Those elevations, you tend to see stunted forest if there's any left at all. And above a certain elevation, you'll find that really there'll only be grasses and tundra plants. Very small, generally shallow-rooted, can live in almost no soil at all. And the extreme conditions at the tops of the mountains make it very difficult for soil to cling to the rock face. So the plants are really relying on a very tenuous environment to survive. And anything we can do to protect that, especially for the couple of weeks a year where it's really muddy at high elevation, it makes sense for DEC to do that.
Adirondack Mountain Club North Country Operations Director and Director of Field Programs Wes Lampman agrees with the DEC recommendation that hikers walk through, not around, muddy trails to avoid causing damage.
People tend to not want to walk through muddy sections of trail, and they'll walk to either side of the trail to avoid getting their boots or footwear muddy, and therefore just trampling more of the organic matter, the surrounding vegetation. So we ask where hikers encounter muddy sections of trail that they walk right through the center of the mud. That's the best course of action. But as the DEC indicated, and certainly what the Adirondack Mountain Club is asking folks to do, is to try and avoid those higher elevation trails and give them a chance to hopefully dry out.
It's not just the plants and trails that are of concern. The DEC's David Winchell cautions that hikers themselves are at risk in the muddy conditions.
It's also a safety matter for the hikers. You know, those steep slopes and rocks, they're muddy, wet, slippery, and the footing is pretty treacherous up there. So they'd be better off for their own purposes, and they'll have a better, more enjoyable opportunity if they wait until June when things have dried out.
The Adirondack Council's John Sheehan reminds hikers that there may not be cell phone coverage if they need help.
The muddy conditions make it very slippery and a lot more dangerous for people to fall and hurt themselves while they're on the trail. And of course, at high elevation, there's not always somebody nearby to call for help.
The DEC is asking hikers to avoid all trails above 3,000 feet in the Adirondacks, especially those in the Dix Giant and High Peaks wilderness areas. A link for more information is available on our website, wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.